Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to PSP Projects Limited conference call hosted by SMIFS Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Lokesh Rashikar. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah. Thank you, Manu. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of SMIFS Limited, I am pleased to welcome you all on the PSP Projects Q4 FY24 and FY24 earnings conference call. From the management side, we have Mr. P.S. Patel, Chairman, Managing Director and CEO, and Ms. Hetal Patel, CFO of the company. I will now hand over the floor to Mr. Kenan Patel, Company Secretary, for a disclaimer, and then the management will have the opening remarks. This will be followed by interactive Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Lokesh. Good evening, everyone. I am pleased to welcome you all to PSP Projects Limited earnings conference call for analysts and institutional investors to discuss Q4 FY24 and FY24 financial results. Please note, a copy of disclosure is available in the investor section of the website as well as on the stock exchanges. Anything said on this call which reflects outlook for the future or which could be considered as a forward-looking statement must be reviewed in conjunction with the risk that the company faces. Now I shall hand over the call to our chairman, sir, for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Kenan. Good evening, everyone. A warm welcome to post-earnings conference call of PSP Projects Limited. We concluded the board meeting this afternoon. I hope you got a chance to review the financial results and investors' presentations uploaded on the stock exchange and website. Financial year 2024 has been an interesting year for the company for several aspects. I am happy that the company has come out with satisfactory performance in this year. Let us discuss the year's update before I move to the quarter highlights. Company closed the financial year with highest ever outstanding order book of 6,049 crore and a year-on-year growth of 20%. During the year, the company received highest ever order inflow to the tune of 2,498 crores, which is excluding GST. We had expected an order inflow in excess of 3,000 crore and we have nearly achieved our order inflow guidance for this financial year. Till date, the company has completed 222 projects in total since inception with 85% private projects and balance government projects. During April 2024, the company successfully raised 244 crores by the way of qualified institutional placement and successfully placed with market domestic mutual funds and FIIs participating in the issue. My heartfelt gratitude to all the investors who participated and showed a long-term trust in the company's growth story that is yet to unfold. We are confident of our journey upward from here and remain dedicated and committed to deliver to the best our abilities in the interest of our stakeholders and employees. I am happy to share that pertaining to our ongoing litigation with Sunil Diamond Bourse on 15 May 2024, an out-of-court settlement had been reached between the company and SCB on the basis constructive dialogue, discussion and negotiations, effectively resolving all the disputes between the parties. Under this settlement, SPB has agreed to pay us a total amount of ₹170 crore and above our 1790 crore already certified by them. With this settlement, the total approved and project value amounts to ₹1960 crore excluding GST. Till now, the company has recorded a revenue of 1896 crores in the accounts and now the remaining revenue of 64 crores will be recorded upon the receipt of the certificate from SPB. We expect to receive 50% of the due payment within 30 days on the balance in 10 days. During the year, the company completed 17 projects. The major projects completed were construction of money plant I-Street in Ahmedabad, Reliance Corporate Office in Ahmedabad, construction of Adani International School in Adani Shantigram, construction of Vikas Shade and Vikas Corporate House in Gandhinagar, Surat Smart City Development Command Center, Adani Amoga Residential Project, Tikas Warehouses at four different locations in Gujarat. During the year, the company was awarded 27 projects. The major projects awarded were development of Barotram region as a world-class sustainable tourist and pilgrimage destination phase 1 and 2, construction of Gujarat Biotech Research Center, construction of Gati Shakti Vishwavidyalaya at Baroda, Sabarmati Riverfront phase 2 Ahmedabad, construction of FinTech building at Gift City Gujarat, Human and Biological Science Gallery at Science City Ahmedabad Gujarat, Street Beautification at Gandhinagar, construction of commercial building in Gift City, SEZ Gift City Gandhinagar. Overall, on the financial performance of the year, the company closed the financial year at the highest ever revenue of 2,462 crore, which is 28% year-on-year growth. The revenue in the company has grown at 30% CAGR over the past 7 years. EBITDA at 22% and PAT at 17% CAGR growth. The EBITDA margins for the year remained at 1,162. The impact in margins in FY24 as a whole was largely on account of all the EP projects put together. These were EPC contracts and the company did incur certain additional expense during the course of the project which has impacted the margins. Newly awarded major projects as SNC IRS building, Sabarmati Riverfront, the Road Dam Development Project, the PS University, FinTech building in Grid City are at the initial phase of construction and hence you can see its marginal impact coming in terms of revenue in quarter 4/24. For FY25, considering the bid book and the upcoming projects, I expect an order inflow of nearly 3,500 crore. As far as our ongoing projects are concerned, all our projects are working as per execution cycle and none of the projects are stuck or slow moving at the moment. You are all aware the company is bidding for the projects in building space across ticket size and states. We are confident to gradually move up the value chain and increase the projects of higher ticket size gradually over a period of time. Our bid book is spread across projects in states of Madhya Pradesh, Odisha, Delhi, UP and Karnataka, etc. We look forward to participating in India's growth story by playing our positive role in the development process. With this, I conclude my remarks and now I would like to hand over the call to Ms. Ethel to take us through the financial details.
Thank you, sir. Good evening, everyone. The financial performance during the quarter and year ended March 31, 2024 on standalone basis is as below. Quarter 4 FY24 versus Quarter 4 FY23. Revenue from operations for the quarter is at ₹649 crores versus ₹729 crores, decreased by 11% YoY basis. EBITDA for the quarter is at ₹52 crores versus ₹78 crores, reduced by 33% YoY basis. EBITDA margin is at 7.98 versus 10.67. Net profit for the quarter is at ₹15 crores versus ₹46 crores, reduced by 67% on YoY basis. PAT margin is at 2.3% versus 6.3%. Decrease in profitability pertaining to EBITDA margin is mainly attributable to higher employee benefit expense and other expenses as compared to quarter 4 or of FY23. Decrease in PAT margin is mainly attributable to decrease in EBITDA margin, increase in finance cost and depreciation. Finance cost has increased due to increase in borrowing compared to quarter 4 of FY23. Increase in depreciation is mainly due to additional capex incurred during the whole year. We brief about the year's financial results FY24 versus FY23. Revenue from operations for FY24 is arrived at ₹2,462 crores versus ₹1,927 crores, which is increased by 28%. EBITDA for the year is ₹262 crores versus ₹225 crores, which is higher by 16% on YoY basis. EBITDA margin is at 10.62% versus 11.68%. Net profit for the year is at ₹124 crores versus ₹133 crores, which is reduced by 7%. PAT margin is at 5% versus 6.8%. The revenue generated from 7 UT projects put together was 26 crores during Q4 FY24. Cumulative revenue till March 31st, 24 is 1459 crores. During FY24, company has incurred capex of 150 crores, including 2.88 crores of CBIS capital work in progress. Capex incurred for Sika facilities amounts to 79 crores. Would like to mention few of the important balance sheet numbers as on March 31st, 2024. Long-term borrowing 95 crores, including short-term maturities of 54 crores. Short-term borrowing is 360 crores, excluding short-term maturities of 54 crores. Gross block of asset is 559 crores and net block of asset is 321 crores. Additions during the quarter is rupees 16 crores and additions during the year is 148 crores. Total capex incurred for Sika facilities is 201 crores, including 2.8 crores for capital work in progress. Net unbilled revenue is 442 crores. Retention non-current portion is 104. Retention current portion is 50 crores. Mobilization advance is 135 crores. Inventory stands at 316 crores, which comprises of 107 crores of construction material, 187 crores of work in progress, and 22 crores of finished goods. Working capital days are as follows. Debtor days are 50, creditor days are 62, inventory days are 47, and total net working capital days are 35. Out of total sanctioned credit facilities of 1,497 crores, company has utilized 1,031 crores and 466 crores available for utilization. Fund-based utilization is 247 crores and non-fund-based utilization is 784 crores. As on March 31st, 2024, the company has total fixed deposit of 249 crores, out of which lien-free deposits are 32 crores. FD worth rupees 209 crores are under lien with banks for credit facilities and FD worth rupees 8 crores are given as security deposits to clients. Work on hand as on March 31st, 2024 is 6049 crores. Detailed bifurcation is available in the uploaded presentation. That concludes the updates on the financials and we are now open for the question and answer session. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Reminder, you may press star and one to ask questions. We have our first question from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead. Shravan, are you there?
Yeah. Sir, can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah. You go ahead.
Yeah. Sir, first is wanted to understand particularly just a broader guidance on the revenue and margin front. So we'll want to understand more on the margin going forward, particularly even the 8% margin, EBITDA margin that we have in the fourth quarter. Previously we used to say 11 to 12% kind of a margin. So will we come back to that level and that too from the Q1 FY25 itself? Given that we will be having a higher other expenses for the QIP, and also if you can specify how much on the other expenses will be there for the QIP in the Q1 FY25.
Sir, first of all, let me correct you about 12%. We have been talking to you on 11 and 12% before 6 months, and I think the last two quarters I've been seeing between 10 and 11. Because I already explained about the EPC contract, there is always a variation of 1 or 2% in terms of operational costs are in terms of the cost which you have not considered in the tender part, and sometimes if you have to carry on because the tenders are being built in a very fast-paced mode within 30 days. So this year also we would like to maintain our margins within that range of 10 and 11, and in terms of revenue, I still think there will be a revenue growth of about 15% from here.
Okay. And so only the 15%, so will it the recent order inflow in terms of the pickup in the execution, is it taking time because otherwise we should be growing at least 18-20% plus kind of a number. So, or we will revise the number once we have a 1 or 2 quarters.
So that's always a possibility that we are waiting for these first 2 quarters, what is nearby the order inflow, because presently the bid pipeline is about in the range of 4,000 to 5,000 crore. So whenever we get earliest order within these first 2 quarters, that can be, that can also be revised. But at the same time, as the last year impact of about 100 crore revenue, which we got because of some of the projects we got at the last stage after within that last 2 quarters, could not start immediately, and as we are at the finisher stage, so the revenue could not have been generated. The same thing should not, the same thing can happen this year also. If we get maximum order in the last 2 quarters, then we may not have a revenue the projections which we have guided. But presently, I can assure you about 15% minimum.
So then one can think of the higher execution in the FY26, the 1 year down the line.
See, it is either both way. Again, I will come back to you because projections about execution is always not possible 100% by looking to the last 2 years of experience. Both the years we fall short of 100 crore. And this year also, there are so many uncertainties during the course of the project, whether it's on the EPC contract, there are so many approvals, sometimes there is a labor issue, sometimes there is a monsoon issue. The consistency of construction, it is very hard to predict all the time. But yes, the looking to the pace with which we are growing and the looking to the pace which we have execution capability, we can assure you that this will be in the same range. But probably next year also, then if the order book is 2x or 3x, then you can say, yeah, there can be a more revenue. But presently the order book is our 2x. So I think any order book beyond 2.5x can give you a better revenue rather than sticking to the revenue which I am saying today.
Okay. Got it. Secondly, in terms of the how much the other expenses will be higher in the 1Q for the QIP particularly, how much will be there?
The QIP expenses will not be affecting the P&L number on significantly.
Okay, got it. And sir, just in terms of the capex and the working capital particularly, because previously even this year it seems to be on the slightly on the higher side. We used to say 3-4% of revenue, but if I look at the last 4 years, that average comes at 5.2%. So how we look at the capex for next 2 years?
I think you must have heard during the call of April that she bifurcated both the capex, one on the Vikas side and second on the company side. If you see on the company side, it is 76 crore. That's still within the range of 3%. So I would always say that it should not go beyond 3-4%. But here the capex is going a little bit high because depending on Vikas, always requires some capex when you have an order. So molds are something which you have to prepare depending on the size of the order and the delivery timeline. So that's the only reason this capex has gone a little bit high. Otherwise, you can still keep to 3-4% of capex of the revenue, which we usually do, and it is a standard practice which you have an experience also of these last 6-7 years. So it should be within that range only.
And sir, now the rate level post the 244 crore QIP, so the current 445 crore date, how much it has reduced and how now one can look at in terms of the both by end of FY25, how the debt level and the finance cost for the full year from closer to close to 50 odd crore, which we have reported in FY24.
Yeah. So basically, out of the QIP money, we have already repaid 188 crores of the debt, which was on a maximum utilization as on 31st March. So currently, to that extent, that amount has reduced. And going forward, we will be using it as and when required for any future projects. Right. So compared to FY24, definitely the utilization of fund-based facilities will be on a lower side, and in the same way, finance costs also may reduce to that extent.
Okay. And now, in terms of the just a clarification on SDB,
sorry to interrupt. May we request you to please rejoin the question queue, as there are several participants waiting for their turn.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Parikshit Kandpal from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead. Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Parikshit. We are unable to hear you.
No, your voice is not clear at all. Hello.
Parikshit sir, may we request you to please rejoin the queue? We are unable to hear you. The next question is from the line of Vaibhav Shah from JM Financials. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, in terms of SDB money, so you mentioned that 85 crores should come in 1 month, right?
No, it will be in the range of 100 crore because 50% of the amount of total will be at 225, which is the final amount with GST. So 100 plus crore will be given within the maximum within these 30 days. We are waiting for the final certificate probably this week only, next week only. So that 50% you can expect in 1 month and 50% in 10 days, which can be extended to 1 year.
So 220 crores including GST, ex of GST is 170 crores.
Yeah.
So basically 170 crores is the amount which they have additionally accrued over and above that certified value of 1792. We have mentioned in the presentation, you can look at it. And we have booked 1896 crores of revenue as of 31st March 24. So additionally, to make the total revenue of 1960, we will be booking 64 crores additionally. And in total, we will be receiving around 224, including GST, and which will include the amount outstanding on balance sheet.
So total amount, so 100 would come in 1 month, and the pending should come in FY25 only, or it may go to 26 as well.
Yeah, probably it will be maximum within the FY25 only because they are waiting for some of the sales to be done. If those sales are done before time, they can pay, they agree to pay within 6 months. And if this delay, there is a delay in sales of their offices which are left, that can go maximum for the whole year.
And sir, secondly, in terms of margin, so we booked around 8% margin in Q4. So it was entirely on account of increased cost in the UP project?
Yeah, maximum we can say because we have said the total UP projects were scattered. Although it was a 7 project, it was scattered around 14 sites. And the infrastructure which we used was created, and at the last moment, whatever speed we have to generate, it creates a little bit extra cost, and we have to pay extra money on purchase side also because some of the NEP materials which were, this order was just after March 21, the impact of Corona came up maximum after March 21. So that was also one of the reasons that the margins have fallen majorly because of UP.
Well, are you planning to book any claims in future after the completion of the project?
No, as said, there is no claim as of now. Everything is as per the books, as per the contract. So there is no plan of going and claim related to the project.
So our initial margin estimate was a bit higher when we booked for the project, and it has not panned out accordingly. Is that the right understanding?
It is both way. It is both way. When we planned it, it was something in the range of 10 to 11%, but later on it has got an impact of 4-5% overall. We have not made a loss, but in general that overall margin has gone a little bit down, and the maximum impact has come in last 2 quarters because now the projects are almost under completion. We have handed over about 90% billing, only 3 hospitals which we have to hand over, which probably we are trying to hand over by June end.
So we may see some impact in June quarter as well, pertaining to UT projects in terms of margin.
It cannot be on marginal and UP side because it's a general impact on the total projects whatever we have carried out. So there will be some impact, but not on a major side. But yes, at the conclusion there will be some impact on the overall at the company level.
Lastly, what would be your current bid pipeline?
Sorry to interrupt. I would request you to please rejoin the queue.
Sure.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Varani from Avendus Spark. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. Can you
can you speak a little bit louder?
Okay, yeah. Is it better?
Yeah, fine now.
Two questions. One on the lower margin in 4Q due to expenses being higher in the UP project. So what are the reasons? Mm-hmm. Is it these hospital projects? And what is the total size of this order? All put together?
See, it was total 1478 crore in total, whatever we are doing on the medical college, hospitals and university. So that was the total size of the project. But the project total numbers were 7. And all the 6 medical colleges, if the location of medical college and the medical hospitals are at a different location, about 9 to 10 kilometers from each other.
So on this 1478 crore projects, we are going to earn a lower margin. Is that my understanding right?
Perfectly right.
Okay. And we are telling initially we did it 10 to 11, but it could be lower. But how much lower will it be in these projects?
Then we can conclude in the this last quarter when we conclude and final completion and the final bills which we submit.
My second question is on FY24's operating cash flows, which has come in at a negative number. Can you give me understanding why that is the case?
Yeah, sure. So, if you look at the movement in working capital number, we have increased inventory, and at the same time, there is an increase in other assets also. And there is a decrease in other liabilities. For example, mobilization advance that was around 245 crore last year, which has reduced to 135 crore. So that has impacted our net cash generated from operating activities, which has resulted into 226 crore negative.
And what is this increase in other current assets?
Yeah, that is other asset, that is mainly unbilled revenue. Unbilled revenue was 257 last year, and that is since last few quarters, this unbilled revenue is around 400 crores. As I already mentioned, this time, this as on 31st March 24, the unbilled revenue is 442 crores.
Okay, got it. I will join back to the queue. Thanks.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Devang Patel from Sameeksha Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, you mentioned earlier that private historically has been 85% of our projects. If I look at the order book now, government is almost 70%. Also, we now almost nearly 100% Gujarat. But this is movement from private historically to the government. Does this impact our margins because we go for government projects on tender basis?
No, it is not absolutely about that because the government percentage in the total order book has gone high. It is majorly that this percentage, whether it is 50-50 or 60-40 or 30-70, we can't predict throughout our whole year. It is the process wherein private companies' investments are coming a little bit less. We are not working too much on the developer side because there is a huge work to come in the developing side. But as far as the corporate companies are concerned and the industrial infrastructures are concerned, the hospitals are concerned, we give us only those private clients. But the government, you always know that now we know that the economic growth of the country is so fast that the government projects are going to go come on larger scale. So that's how the percentage has gone a little bit high. And margins are not related to whether it's a private or government. Of course, private has a different margin, but at the same time, there's a different cost also because each private project has a different requirement of the client in terms of quality, safety, and yield.
On a similar note, if you are moving up the ticket sizes and now we are qualified for 2,500 crores, would that be margin accretive if we get large ticket size orders?
No, it is not like that, but it may happen the last ticket size project where your overheads can come down a little bit low because your revenue per month can go high. So that can only, but the project timelines are strict to otherwise whatever has happened in our case like EP. Project timeline has got to reach up to 30 months. These type of things can increase your, reduce your profit as the overheads are going to extend the more for the 12 months.
Okay. So, finally, on the settlement amount, we are already left in our accounts already 140 crores was there, but now the cash flow we get is 170 crores. We effectively only getting 28 crores additional, whereas the claims were raised. Or I think about 430-440 crores. So why is such a lower settlement with Surat Diamond Boss?
You said that's an individual call wherein the overall the whatever we have claimed, we have received 103 crore out of which we were expecting 100 crore more. But as we wanted to get out of this issue because that was giving a bad impression to the company also, so we have concluded on 103 total above the bill. The part which was already booked and 100 crore they have agreed as a part of the settlement.
Would we actually, since we were thinking of the settlement, did we really need to do the QIP? Because the UP project issues will also start coming up in the first half. So our working capital problem will get some sort of sorted. Did we really need to
QIP? What?
Did we need to dilute really in this last quarter? We could have waited for some more time. Our debt would have gone down with
That's again a call which each person has his own perception. What should I do? What should I not do? But at that time, we were feeling the pressure of working capital cycle and the interest cost was going a little bit high. So we still took that call. But when we were going ahead with the court matters and everything, there were also suggestions from so many investors also that we should come out of this issue and concentrate more on the execution side. So it's a fair call which I feel and I have taken.
Fine, sir. Thank you so much. I'll come back with you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Parikshit Kandpal from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Can you hear me now? Hello?
Yes, sir. We can.
Yeah.
Please go ahead.
Yeah, so my first question is to Hika ma'am. Ma'am, what was the total revenue booked from the UP project in FY24?
I don't have that number right now. But as of today, we have in total booked 1,433 crores. We have booked 1,459 crores in total.
In FY24, you don't have the number.
Yeah, right now I don't have the number.
Okay. So my second question is, sir, on this, you have the ma'am was telling the net block and the gross block breakup. So now this precast facility is substantially, like you have invested close to about 200 crores. I just wanted to know what is the contribution to revenues, because if I see the net block is 321, precast gross block is 200. I don't have the net block number, but I assume it's significantly high. So in terms of asset turns and revenue, so how do you see the potential of precast contribution towards revenue? What has it contributed in FY24 and what are the margins you booked on that?
See, as far quantification is concerned, I think the first 2 years left that this is a new technology which was going up, and now suddenly what we are seeing is there is a huge inquiry and huge requirement from everywhere with this, whether it's an industry, we have worked for Nestle also, we are also quoting for this Tata also, we are also quoting for Coca-Cola also. So everywhere now precast is going up in terms of industry. Warehousing, we have, I already said that this quarter we completed 3 warehouse. In totality, I think last year we did about 12 lakh square feet of warehousing facility. So all this technology should move ahead, and we should be in a position to ask for better margins also. So now this is time is tested and people have trusted now. So of course you are right that overall gross block of about 200 crore and what is the revenue. But I think we should be in a better position than next year, then we will be able to generate good revenue from this side. Because it's a mixed revenue, so we are not able to give you the exact revenue. Because some of the projects are our captive position and some of the projects are individual projects which are done only on the precast side.
So over the next 2-3 years, what is your business plan on this? The 200 crores of CapEx can give you what kind of revenues or asset turns? So
I think within next 3 or 4 years we should be in position to generate minimum year on year growth of about 25-30% from what we are doing today, and maximum we can generate a revenue of 350-400 crore maybe after 1 year or so.
400 crore of grant. Okay. My second question is on for UP projects and SDG. So what is the total pending receivables yet to be recovered, and what is the total pending order book? So I think SDG there is no pending order book, but you told me correctly 200 crores is yet to be received from them in terms of collections or cash coming into you, including the GST, and your share will be about 170 excluding GST. So that is 170 crores of cash to come in from SDG, and also if you can tell me what is the total pending collection from UP and what is the total order book yet to be completed.
I think in UP it is not more than 40 or 50 crore.
Yeah.
40 to 50 crore, and some portion is from Kashi Vishwanath, that is 20 plus crore. So I think these are the major, we can say these are the pending amounts which we have to receive this year.
From medical colleges, what is the pending from medical colleges? And one, so basically I wanted to know, sir, how much cash inflows you are expected to receive, because now SDB is settled. So is it right that you will receive 170 crores of cash from SDB over the next 1 year, 1 month? Within 1 month you get 100 and balance will come by the end of this year. And secondly, what is the pending receivables from UP Medical College which we have to be realized?
From UP medical colleges and hospitals, both together, if you see, around 80 crore is the outstanding receivable. And the number which you were asking, revenue from the whole year, I have just got the number. That is 741 crore we have booked for the whole year, UP revenue.
UP revenue, right?
Right.
Okay, got it. So you, and collections from SDB, is it 170 crores which you will receive in this year?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the cash.
Basically, 170 is the claim amount. We will be receiving 225 crores including GST.
170 excluding GST, so that is info which will come in, and UP another 60-80 crores. So that will take the number to close to about your share, excluding GST will be 170 plus 80. Right? So 250 crores of cash will come in.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. So that should take care of your net cash. The debt will then go to zero. You already reduced the debt. So with this money coming in, your debt will now again become net cash company, right?
Yeah, we can say.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you and wish you all the best. That's all from us.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Rushabh from RBS Investment Managers, please go ahead.
Yes, yeah, sir. So we have given a guidance of 15% revenue growth for this year. Historically, we have been growing at 20% plus, you know, over the longer period of time. So because we've been conservative this year, and maybe FY26 onwards, we'll grow back to, you know, looking at targeting 20% plus growth.
It cannot be said that it is purely conservative, but it's a conscious call between last 2 years of experience that the acquisition phase are not 100% being attributed to the company itself, because there are so many other factors which impact on your growth. It depends on the order inflow also, as I already said, that if your order inflow is majorly before 6 months, first 2 quarters, then it makes a difference that it can go beyond 15%. But if your order inflow is in the last 2 quarters, majorly order inflow is in the last 2 quarters, there can be a different scenario. So that's what I am saying. So that's on the minimum side, I am saying 15%. It can go up or down, up only, but depends on how the new orders are coming from in next year, this year.
So we observed that certain, say, the three high-value projects like the Varanasi Airport, Gems Park and Hospital project, they have gone to the same competition. So have the players become more aggressive in the current scenario? So what is your reading here?
See, it is not like that somebody is quoting on aggressive side, so we also start bidding on an aggressive side. Still, we are going cautiously, and we expect the order inflow in the range of 3,500 crore last year also. We thought of going for 3,000 crore, and we reached to 3,498. So probably we should go and concentrate on the case what we are doing on. And even if that order inflow is little bit less, it's not about going on a dynamic bidding only.
So any big order are you expecting in this year, 700, 800 crore plus in FY25?
Are you pardon me? What's the question?
Any big order that are we expecting this year, which has the 800 crore plus order in FY25?
Yeah, there are few orders. We are already bidding for one of the last projects, about 2,000 crore. I will not name the project now, but it is in Delhi, and we are bidding for that project. So there will be some few large orders and which we are bidding. So now already we are bidding for more than 350 to 400. So there can be a product which are up to some 800 to 1,500 crore.
Okay. So any update on the Punjab arbitration? What is the update there? We have not heard since long.
Vivendi, I think cross examination is going on. So probably once the cross examination from their side is over, further it can take 2 or 3 months for the final conclusion on the arbitration side. Pandavpuri is yet to start. Pandavpuri cross examination is yet to start. So probably we can say 6 months from here for Pandavpuri.
Sir, can you just share the bid pipeline?
Sorry to interrupt, sir. May I request you to please rejoin the queue? Thank you.
Sure.
The next question is from the line of Naveed Virani from Bastion Research. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. All my questions have been answered. Just one question on the bid pipeline. Can you please give the sense of what is the current bid pipeline, and also if you can name the large projects along with the value, that can be helpful. Thank you.
See, I already said that the bid pipeline is in the range of 5,000 plus crore. So out of that, there is a commercial project in Delhi which is 2,000 crore. There is one new Delhi project for 445 crore. There is an academic and residential project for Tata Institute at Hyderabad, 350 crore. High-rise building tower for the renowned developer at Bangalore, 350 crore. Sabarmati River and Infra project in Ahmedabad, about 300 crore. So most of the rest of the all of the projects are within the range of 150 to 300 crore. So it is about 10 to 12 projects. So major I already mentioned you 2,000 crore, 450, 350, 350, 300. So I think you got my point.
Yes, thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
We have a follow-up question from the line of Shravan Shah from Dollar Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, just to clarify, you said our mid pipeline is 4,000 to 5,000 crore, and that includes the 2,000 crore of one Delhi project and rest whatever you mentioned, 4 or 5 projects. So that also is of 1,200 to 1,500.
So the total is exactly 5,746. I will name each and every project because it's big list. So I didn't mention it, but you can hear now again. Commercial project at Delhi is 2,000. AIMS New Delhi is 445. Academic and residential project for Tata Institute at Hyderabad 350. residential tower building of at Bangalore 350, Sabarmati Riverfront 300, industrial project at Panam 300, industrial project at Dahej 300, sports complex at Gandhinagar 250, residential project at Ahmedabad 250, residential project at Mumbai 200, hotel project at Bangalore 150, state beautification of GNC Gandhinagar 100 crore, high-rise residential building at Ahmedabad 225 crore, corporate office of Torrent 80 crore and residential project of Charitable Trust 70 and other projects is 390. So this totals to 5,546.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. And sir, this is the Surat project. So in terms of the execution, is there any problem? Because since the last 1 year, we have just booked a close to 160, 170 odd crore kind of a revenue. So in this year, FY25, how we are looking at in terms of the execution for this this project?
So actually, this was a four basement project, and this was the first four basement project which we were doing. So the majority of the structure was in under more major structure was underground. Now we have already reached to first floor, and probably once we reach to the attributable floor from the podium level, we will be in better position to complete the RPC structure in this year.
So in terms of the revenue perspective, can we look at a 600, 700 crore kind of a revenue from this project in FY25?
I think I have to come back because visually on structure side should definitely be about 300 plus, 300 to 400 crore. And on the energy side, how much they can give us the clearance, I'm not sure. Because usually what happens when the structure is almost completed, at least the blazing part and the civil part, if it is considered, we can reach up to at least 500 crore.
Okay, and in terms of the deadline, this project is supposed to be now completed by?
Actually, the timeline is 36 months, but we are trying to plus the monsoon period we have given. So probably we should be in position to complete it by 36 months. Okay. So we will not ask for the additional monsoon period which is being allowed in the total timeline of the project.
And the projects that recently we have received, particularly in the last 6 months, so in terms of the execution, will it start contributing execution from this quarter or next quarter itself, or it will take time to start?
No, I think only one project of 225 crore in Science City, that is we are waiting for EC, that's the museum. Rest of all the projects which we have declared till March end are under the execution just started. So mobilization is over and some of the projects, the expansion is going on. So we can say yes, that has already started, except one.
Yeah, because what I am trying to still understand is that in terms of the overall, because last 2 years we have recorded a lower revenue, 100 odd crore, and now again last time we were looking at 3000 odd crore kind of revenue in FY25, but the 15%, if I look at them, it is still on the lower side. So rather we should would have done or guided on the higher side, because another 170 odd crore is on the lower side. So that's the
Shravan, the basic problem which we also considered, and when you see the peer companies also, most of the peer companies are having an order book of maybe 3x or 4x, whatever revenue they are generating. That was when we have a track record of generating revenue when we had an order, outstanding order of 2x only. So probably that is also one of the reasons that we should concentrate on the size of the project, but when we talk about project, it is always 2 years or 2.5 years. So if we have a better order info this year, then we can go beyond 15%, but by looking to my past 2 years experience, going at a pace of 20+ or 25% plus, only the thing which we can manage should be order inflow on a major site. It should be about 2x to 3x. That can give you revenue of whatever you are saying is more than 20% or 25%.
because at the same time, even 1% lower EBITDA margin, because initially we used to say 11 to 13% and now we are saying 10 to 11. So 100 crore lower revenue plus 1%, 2% lower margin. So that is actually having a decent impact on the PAT level. So that's the only worry I am trying to understand.
Yeah, your understanding and your doubt is very, I can understand, and by looking through my 2 years of experience, I am seeing what I have already cleared you. See, what we should concentrate is our order, our same order book should always be more than 2 years. And at the same time, when your order book is out more than 2 years, your construction phase will go high. And because the overhead is going to remain the same. So that will automatically add to your margins and automatically add to your growth.
Okay. And last, just a clarification. Once we, in the previous reply, we said that by end of FY25, we hope to be a net cash company. So the date we will be having a very, very minimal date.
That's right, and that's what we are expecting, provided we get all the money which we have just discussed about 50-80 crore from UP projects and 225 crore from Surat.
Okay. Thank you and all the best, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Uttam Kumar from Axis Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, my question pertains to UP project. You executed two large projects in UP, that is hospital and Kashi-Vishwanath. So what has been your experience in executing projects outside Gujarat? And I just wanted to understand whether you are more comfortable in executing projects inside Gujarat rather than going outside Gujarat.
See, it is not about the comfort. Now company is able to operate everywhere in out of Gujarat. So what I can understand what was your question.
So just wanted to understand because there has been delay in receiving payments and all that from UK projects, and that has also impacted our revenue and margin also this quarter.
Yeah, so it is exactly. So it was not because we were in UP that the project got delayed. It was about the EPC of the type of the project was busy. At the start of the project, some of the project there was a land issue. So little bit project did start late. And there were some issues related to foundation also, because the EPC project, all the responsibility lies on the contractor. So that was also one of the reasons. But it is not because of the state. Because in Gujarat we can make a faster track project, and in UP we are not able to do a faster track project. We have already done a faster project of Kashi Vishwanath in UP. It depends on the type of the project.
My question is to Hetal Madam, what would be our depreciation this year, FY25? Overall depreciation?
Yeah, it is already in the. In total, we have around 60 crores of depreciation.
Next year, you need to say?
Yeah, see, it depends on the additions of the next year, and at the same time, it will more or less continue on this level which we are having right now. The FY24 depreciation will be there, but it may increase if looking to the additions, future additions of the.
Okay, ma'am. That's all for my time and all the best.
I think there were how many questions are waiting?
Hello.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
How many more questions are there?
Sir, we have 3 more questions more.
Okay, thanks.
Mr. Dinesh, are you there?
Yeah, I'm online.
Yeah, please go ahead with the questions.
Yeah. Originally, for the Surat Diamond was, how much was our claim and how much have we have received that we have already mentioned, but how much was originally our claim?
That also we have declared several times. I think it was in the range of 450-500 crore.
Okay.
That was including everything. That was related to retention, that was related to bill, and that was related to claim. So out of that 500 crore we have concluded 225.
Just wanted to understand now with this resolution happening, will we wait for, I mean, that makes us easily able to, you know, bid for projects from Gem and Jewelry Export Promotion Council, like the one of the manufacturing facility which they are planning in Navi Mumbai?
Gem and Jewelry project, I think, already started by Alwale. That was the tender we also bid in, and it was, I think, 1 year back. Remove Gem and Jewelry part coming new. If there is a new project, I am not aware of.
Okay. Okay. And going forward, how much potentially growth do we see in sales growth for the coming
15% already said. 15% already been sold.
Okay. And how much was the ROE this year?
Yeah, it is already there in our presentation. You can have a look at it.
I'm not knowing the exact figure. You can look at the presentation.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Parikshit Kandpal from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the follow-up. So, Nitin ma'am, you mentioned that the contribution from is this UP project for 741 crores to the revenue this year. So, I was just doing that. So, I think PSR told that the margins were expected earlier to be 10-11%, but it may be just about 5-6%. So, if I do that 5% EBITDA on that, it comes to 37 crores on 741. And if I adjust for the full year EBITDA of 261, the on the rest of the revenue, which is X of UP, and the EBITDA is 224 and EBITDA margin is 13.5. So now, going ahead, we don't have any sizable projects contributing a large portion of revenue, maybe in FY25, but still we are guiding at 10-11%. Why is adjusted for UP project is still than 13.5% in FY24? So if you can just comment on that.
So basically, if you are talking about the FY25 impact of UP, so that will be able to know only when we conclude the project.
So and now the overall sales percentage is not so high. I think it will be in the range of 40-50 crore less. So there won't be a much impact, but that one cannot be on the same margins which we have been expecting. So that much impact can be there, but it won't be on a larger scale.
No, sir. I think next year you don't have too much to book from UP, right? I mean, you hardly have any order book.
Yeah. We are talking about first quarter only. We are not talking about other quarters.
But X of UP this year you had margins of almost 13.5. So why you're guiding at 10-11% margin when next year UP won't be there? So I mean, you're guiding much lower in terms of better margin.
No, it's not only because I'm guiding 10 and 11, because it has, if you see this year also, the overall cost related to overheads has also become a little bit high. Because on the construction side, the cost which is required on the overheads, previously we were able to manage at 3.5 to 4. This year we have been doing at 5%. So incremental cost of the staff and the overall labor cost has also impacted this year. So such types of impact can impact in future also. So that's how I'm saying we should target between 10 and 11. Of course, the tendering process will still remain on the range of 10 and 13. But the guideline has to be in a little bit lower side. That's the reason I'm saying. And that's what we have an experience in the last few years. Little bit surprises.
So basically, you are looking at the recency bias of a UT project, which makes you maybe on the lower side of the margin band. But since such a large project will not be there in revenue contribution next year, it will be more diversified across projects. So I think margins could be better, but you are still sticking to a lower
side. Yeah, you can see it.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. We have our next question from the line of Devang Patel from Samisha Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, on the Kashi Vishwanath Dham project also, we had some 30-odd crores of pending dues. If you can please update us on that.
It's still under process because of the elections. These last 2 months, there has not been any movement. So probably after election, we'll be positioned to give you right time. But it has been discussed twice with the government secretary level. So probably it should move in next 2 months.
Okay. Sir, and on precast revenues, if you can indicate what is the profitability right now and, you know, when can we reach the 14% plus margins on that?
See, presently we can't have that individual figures of Vikas Fund because it is both way it is doing. Some of the projects which we are doing as a CDM is being converted by client as a Vikas. There is no separate order. But in general, yes, we can think about 40-50% margin in future because now the technology is being understood well by the market and more inquiries are coming from industrial side. We are able to supply here from Vikas from here to Kandla also. Lastly, also we had some orders from the Adani. We are also bidding for 150 crore project of Adani, which is purely to pass. So such types of project will come in future and that can give you a better margin. Because now when there is a shortfall of labor and there will be a shortfall of the seasonal issues related to project commitment, because it's the best way to give you on-time delivery and it less availability of labor and consistent throughout the year.
So, is it fair to say that precast would have also depressed our margins this year because the margins would have made would be lower than our construction margins?
No. We can't say that. That is a little bit marginal impact because we don't have a revenue of this year. Must be in general, if I say it should be in the range of 200 crore. So, any drop in margin of 1% or 2%, these cannot impact the total 300 2,500 crore. So, it's not that way. But yes, this PCAST technology as we are developing, we are also in the position of investment. So probably now, after 2 years, people have understood it very well. So probably we will be in a better position for asking a good rate in future.
400 crores of revenue, what will be the continuing capex in that business for molds? Because for new every new project, you might need new molds.
No, it is not like that. As far as industrial projects are concerned or as far as the residential projects are concerned, our facility is full and final. Last 2 years, we have been able to invest majorly on the building side. We had expanded this into double size and that was purely on the infrastructure side. That was an order from L&T where we required a new mold. Otherwise, as far as building is concerned, we have sufficient mold. Or on the building side, even if we have to expand, we have one line pending, so that will be not more than 15-20.
Okay. So then lastly, the Gujarat Biotechnology project, I think we announced in October, there we have not seen any execution yet. Is that project on track?
No, that is just came up on track last month only because there was no basement, but then the GIFT City, their project went to approval in GIFT City, they required a basement. So concluding on the cost of the basement and adding on the water side, and then the approval of the whole plan has just concluded before 15-20 days and we are presently in the excavation stage.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much and all the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Can we conclude now? Or do you want to continue?
Sure, sir, as you say.
No, if I have the last question, we can go to the other person who has a single question, then they already talked to me. So you can ask all of three people.
Okay. The next question is from the line of Weber Shah from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
So only one question for me. So what would be the precast order book and revenue for FY24?
See, it is not able, we are not able to visualize the order of precast because as I said, this business is under in the process of development. So the every year it is increasing. So this year also, as I said, we are bidding for 150 crore project for Adani. So if such types of one or two projects can conclude, then it will be a different story. So it's very difficult to conclude on that part. But yes, if we can grow from 200 to 250 and 300 and 400 crore for the next 3 years, that's possible with the facility we have.
So FY24 revenue should be closer to 200 crores from PICA?
Yeah, minimum.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Lokesh for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you. And on behalf of SMIFS Limited, I thank all the participants for attending the call. At the same time, I thank the management for giving us the opportunity to host the call. So, over to you, sir, for any closing remarks. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.